ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುದತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನನ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರರುದ್ರಮರುತಃ ಸ್ತುನ್ವಂದಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಸ್ತವೈ ವೇದೈ ಸಾಂಗಪದಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈ ಆಯಂದಿಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತತತ್ಕ್ಯತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾಸುರಗಣಾಃ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 23. ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 23. ಉಪದ್ರಷ್ಟಾನುಮಂತಾಚ ಭರ್ತಾ ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಚಾಪ್ಯುಕ್ತಃ ದೇಹೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪುರುಷಃ ಪರಃ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇತ್ತಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಚ ಗುಣೈಸಹ ಸರ್ವಥಾ ವರ್ತಮಾನೋಪಿ ನ ಸ ಭೂಯೋಭಿಜಾಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, what is kshetrajna briefly, and more elaborately on kshetra, then what is jnanam and what is jneyam vastu. Now, after having explained what is jneya vastu, Bhagavan gave in 6 pointers what is that jneya vastu, paramatma. ಉಪದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಅನುಮಂತ ಚ ಭರ್ತ ಭೋಕ್ತ ಸನಾತನ ಎಸ್ ಭೋಕ್ತ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ அண்ட் பரமாத்மேதி சாப்பியுக்தா தேகேஸ்மின் புருஷப் பரஹா. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஹவு ஒன் ஷுட் அப்ரிஷியேட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ட்ரூத். பகவான் ஹீ இஸ் உபத்ரஷ்டா, இஸ் ஓன்லி அ விட்னஸ் வென் இன் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் அவர் ஈகோ இஸ் 100%. He is a witness. He doesn't object. Whatever that you want to do, he stay there as witness. Then at 20% reduced, he become Anumanta. As though Bhagavan allows you certain things to happen in life. Anumanta. Then again, another 20% ego is reduced. Then Bharta. Bharta means nourisher. Nourisher means the person, whatever he wishes, started getting fulfilled. Then another 20% more means 60% ego is less. Bhokta, Lord residing in you, start enjoying every activity that you do. Means not only he makes you happy, because Bhagavan is happy, you are also happy, and people around you also will become happier. And still 20% gone, he become Maheshwara. Maheshwara means like Lord, whatever he wishes happen, his sankalpa become true. He can even move mountains like Sant Jnaneshwar. Then 100% ego gone, Paramatma, he Brahman himself. So then, now, how to get there was the point we stopped yesterday. So there are so many methods, so many ways. So Bhagavan is enumerating those paths. So let us see. 25th verse.
Dhyanenatmani pashyanti.
Kechidatmanamatmana.
Anye sankhena yogena.
Karma-yogena chapare.
So there are different ways. People practice different methods because of different temperaments. You cannot dictate saying that this is only path. Either you take it or take the highway, you cannot say. We have to understand limitations of every individual, and that is why our religion gives you choices. And that makes the religion rich also. So here first, dhyanena atmani pashyanti kechit atmanam atmana. Atmana, Atmanam, Atmani, Pashyanti. So all the vibhaktis are used here. So Atmana, by Atma, Atmanam, of Atma, Atmani, in Atma. Now what is that means? Now here, Dhyanena, through Dhyana, meditation. So, when we practice meditation, this meditation topic was elaborately discussed in this chapter. There, withdrawing one's mind from the world of objects, dhyana means withdraw the mind from the usual field of experience and absorb the mind in one's own self. In this is the meditation. Now, Atmani in the heart, see the self, pure self, by the self, Atmana, by the thought that I am Atma. Now, Atmana means by Buddhi, purity of Buddhi, pure Buddhi. So Buddhi is the one who has got, in the 6th chapter also, there was a verse, 12th verse, talked about Dhyanam is Atma Vishuddhaye. What is Atma Vishuddhi? There also Atma Shabda is used for Buddhi. Buddhi has got three problems. One is Ajnanam, ignorance. Second is Viparita Bhavana. Third one is I have no experience. So these are the three problems Buddhi suffers. Ignorance can go by listening to the teaching. When you learn from a teacher, a competent teacher, the ignorance of Atma will go. So generally, if you are asked, do you know Atma, Paramatma? What will you say? I don't know. Now this I don't know is called ignorance. That I don't know will go if you expose yourself to the teaching of Shastra. But then when you expose yourself to the teaching, the vision of Shastra will be clear to you. But then what happened when you compare the vision of Shastra and your experience, there is a dichotomy. There is a contradiction. The scriptures say, I am Satchidananda. You are the existent awareness, bliss, consciousness, etc. And what is my experience? I am miserable. I am not permanent. I am alpatnaha, alpashaktiman, alpavyapi. So my knowledge is limited. My pervasiveness is limited. My power is limited. So this is my experience. Now this contradiction is called Viparita Bhavana. Now this Viparita Bhavana will go only through reflection, mananam. Mananam means that when you have learned it, but then you have to reflect upon it. Reflection is like part of the mind start asking question, another part start answering. Slowly, slowly you will realize what the Shastra says, have some sense. And your doubt will go and you will be completely established what exactly the vision of Shastra. But then the third problem comes. I know everything. I can answer people also. In study group and all that, if somebody answers a question, yes, it is there in that particular book and you can quote also. And you become like a tape recorder. If you switch on, it will come. Any question anybody asks, you know it. Chalte firte dictionary. Encyclopedia. But still a frustration is there. What? I have no experience. I have no direct experience. I can convince us that they are happy also, but I am not happy. That is the situation Swami Vivekananda, Narendra went through. He knew everything. He asked, have you seen God? That was his question. Only one person could answer. Nobody else could answer. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa could answer him saying that, I see him more clearly than I see you. Then he was convinced. So, that problem can be resolved only through meditation. So, karmana mala nivritti. Through karma yoga, our impurities are removed. Upasana vichepa nivritti. Chavan means projection. That is why through upasana what happened when our mind is going here and there because of our habitual thinking, there are so many distraction comes that can go through upasana. And then
மனநேன சம்சய நிவர்த்தி. டவுட் ஆல்சோ பிகம் சடன்லி த மைண்ட் வில் போஸ் எ டவுட் வென் யூ ஆர் சிட்டிங் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன். வாட் இஸ் த யூஸ் ஆஃப் டூயிங் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ்? சிம்பிள், ஒன் டவுட் கம்ஸ், தென் த ஹோல் மெடிடேஷன் யூ ஸ்ட்ரகிள் ஹாஃப் அன் அவர், நோ யூஸ், நத்திங் ஒர்க்ஸ், ஜஸ்ட் அ ஸ்மால் லிட்டில் தாட், லைக் அ ஸ்மால் ஃபயர், இட் ப்ளோஸ் யூ அவுட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி. தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் தீஸ் மகாத்மா தாடிவாலாஸ் சிட்டிங் தேர் இன் த ஹிமாலயாஸ் தேஸ் அட் தேர் இஸ் அன் ஆத்மன் பிரம்மன் ரியலைசிங் விச் யூ பிகம் பர்மனன்ட்லி ஹேப்பி. ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் ஒத்தேக்கியா, ஹேவ் யூ சீன் எனிபடி எனிபடி யூ ஹேவ் சீன் லைக் தட் லைக் திஸ் மைண்ட் போஸ் திஸ் கால் சம்சயம் அண்ட் தேட் சம்சயம் இஸ் சம்சயாத்மா வினிஷதி வில் தேன் தேட் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி த்ரூ யூ கேன் ரிமூவ் த்ரூ மனநம். நிதித்தியாசனம் இஸ் habit removal. One point is the beginning, it is to remove your habitual thinking. We have to put a break to it, because whenever the mind is quiet, it picks up certain thought where you have weakness. It totally automatically get gravitated towards it. That habit we have to break. Then finally it removes the avaranam, veiling tendency. So the veiling is the problem. Veiling means what? The covering. The ignorance is the one that covers. Ajnana has got two shakti, shaktitvayam hi mayaya. One is avaranam, another is vikshepa. So the vikshepa shakti is can be reduced with karma, upasana, then mananam ityadi. But then nidhityasana is the only one. Nidhityasana means meditation. That is the only one can remove the covering, the veiling. So that veiling tendency has to go. That's why dhyanena atmana by buddhi. This here atma shabda is used for buddhi. Buddhi means purified buddhi. Atmanam, that paramatma, Shuddha Atma, Shuddha Atma, Atmani, one's own heart. Where heart means what? It's not a pumping heart, but heart means the center of your personality. That's where the head and the heart, intellect and mind together, we call it as heart, center of your personality. If you don't know where is the heart, there are techniques, okay? To find out where the heart is, okay, not the pumping heart. This generally we say I means, generally we'll say I, except Chinese. I means, you know, it goes in the nose, you know, wa. Chinese I means wa. So when you say wa, it goes to the nose. I don't know what is the matter, but then anyway, whatever be the reason, I don't want to get into it. But generally when you say I, it goes to the heart here, center of your personality. But in meditation, where you can find out where is your heart, they say there is small tricks we use, techniques we use. Now, suppose I say 8 plus 8. Don't tell me, you know it. 16 plus 16. 32 plus 32 minus 20 multiply by 2. Now, where you are doing this calculation? That is your heart. There you start doing japa. So as you keep on calculating like this, you know what happened? Your mind gains concentration. And that concentrated mind is your heart. There you meditate, do japa. So that heart is where you have to realize this Shuddha Atma. So this is one method, dhyanam. Some people who are capable of Doing this, they will practice dhyanam. Then, anye sankhena yogena. Others through the method of sankhya yoga. Sankhya yoga here means enquiry. Pure enquiry. Purusha prakriti viveka. So what is purusha? What is prakriti? So then vivechanam. This is enquiry, discrimination between purusha prakriti, etc. This is sankhya yoga. Then that is what we have been discussing. In second chapter, the whole thing is sankhya yoga. And if that is also you feel difficult, then Bhagavan says karma yogena cha apare. Karma yoga. Karma is, everybody is capable of doing karma. But that karma, when you perform, what happens? It binds you. It binds you in what way? It is not the karma that binds, but our reaction to the result is the one that binds us. How it binds? The reaction to the result is always in the form of, I like it or I don't like it. If you like it also, it is a bondage. If you don't like it also, it's a bondage. If you like it, what happens? You want more. If you don't like it, what happens? Until you get it, you struggle. So it will hook you both ways. So this is called bondage. Now this bondage is the one that keeps you going from life after life. So how to arrest this? The method Bhagavan gives in Gita. This is the only textbook you can find the solution to the problem. So what is that? The very same karma where you perform with an attitude of yoga buddhi. Attitude of what? Offering to the Lord. And when the result comes, accept it as prasada. So this is what is demonstrated in the temples. When you go to the temple, we take a kilo peda, you know, after bargaining with this vendor and watching him whether he is, you know, properly giving and bargaining with him, kya sona dete kya, peda dete kya, you know. So all that we do and then finally take, and then you give to the pujari. Pujari will say, touch, and then say, your gotram, nakshatram, all that thing. Then he will chant mantras and then offer to Bhagavan, Venkateshwara. Then he keeps all the peda, or two of them he'll give it to you as prasad. And when it comes to you, you receive it so happily and never complain and notice no transaction like, why, one kilo the other, two the other. No, nothing of that sort. Whatever you get, you receive it with humility. And you don't even know what to do with it. It is so sacred to you. And that is why sometimes they give you vibhuti or flower. It is so sacred to you, you don't know where to. That's why we are supposed to apply it on our forehead. Because we don't want to throw it. And a flower is given, you are supposed to put it in your hair. If you have hair. Aajkal to wo bhi nikal diya log. So these are all demonstration to tell you what you have to achieve within us. This is karma yoga. He is demonstrated in the temple. You see, it's all very beautiful. Our culture, our rishis have, how they have penetrated into our everyday life, that culture has interwoven in our life so that we won't miss it. In spite of you, it gets into you. Even if you resist, it will get into you. That is the point. So this karma yoga, it is an attitude with which you perform your karma. Now, if that is also not possible, now next one. Anye tveva majanantah. Srutvanebhya upasate. Te pichati tarantyeva. Mrityum shruti parayanaha. அன்னே சம் ஹவவர் தூ ஏவம் அஜானந்தா நாட் நோயிங் தஸ் வாட் இஸ் தட் தே டோன்ட் நோ ஹவு டு என்கொயர் அண்ட் ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் வாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ட்ரூத் வாட் இஸ் சங்கே யோகா வாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி இஸ் மெடிடேஷன் சிட்டிங் டவுன் க்ளோசிங் யுவர் ஐஸ் மெடிடேட்டிங் அப்பான் பரமாத்மா தட் ஆல்சோ தே டோன்ட் நோ அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் நோ எஜுகேஷன் ஸோ வாட் தே டூ ஸ்ருத்வா அன்யேப்ய உபாசதே தே ஹாவ் கம்ப்ளீட் ஃபெய்த் இன் த டீச்சர் அண்ட் வாட் எவர் த டீச்சர் ஹஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் தம் தே ஜஸ்ட் ஃபாலோ பிளைண்ட்லி நோ க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஸ்ட் இஸ் இட் இஸ் வெரி குட் சச் பீப்புள் ஆர் வண்டர்ஃபுல் பீப்புள் And there was, isn't it, recently is an example also, there was a person in Bombay, Nisargadatta Maharaj. His guru told him that you are Brahman. He never had any doubt in the words of his guru. He believed totally and he meditated upon Aham Brahmasmi. He realized the truth. So even though he didn't know what is Brahman, etc., but then because the strength of that faith, he could realize the truth. This is called complete, even blind faith. Blind faith is also good. That's why in Panchadashi also Vidyaranya Swami says, even if you don't know that what is the nature of that Brahman, you think you are Brahman, you will reach. Why? That is your nature. If it is not your nature, it may not happen. Because since that is your real nature, even by mistake you think about it, it doesn't matter, it will take you. That is his promise. So, implicit faith in the words of a guru. There was a person who went to attend satsang. And when he came back, he suddenly lifted his wife and started walking around the house. So the wife was suddenly surprised. What happened to you? Even on a honeymoon day, you never carried me. Now, after listening to this satsang, that's Maharaj, what did he say? Did he give you some lesson on romance or what? What is this? And he said, no, no, Maharaj told me, he is my guru, I believe in his words, that you have to carry your own sorrow. That is called faith, okay. Our Guruji used to tell a story, it's very nice. Gurudev also, it's a Gurudev story. There was a farmer. And a farmer, uneducated. And there was a Pandit was passing by. So he asked, Panditji, give me a mantra that I can chant Bhagwan's name. So his Pandit log, I see him. They could have given a simple name, Ram, you know, something like that, because this person is uneducated. Instead of that, he gave a name, Akha Mochan. Akha means sin. The one who removes your sin is Akha Mochan. That is correct. It's Bhagavan's name only. But then, this person, this farmer, he doesn't know how to write down the name. So by the time he went home, says, he stopped Khamochan. It became Khamochan. Now Khamochan, 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 he was chanting like that. His faith in the words of this Shastri was so much that he's Bhagavan's name. So because of his faith, what happened? He had Divya Drishti. And one day, Bhagavan was listening to his chanting. He started laughing, Bhagavan Vishnu. And suddenly he started laughing and Lakshmiji looked at him. Hey, what is wrong with you? Why are you laughing? Are you laughing at me? No. Not laughing at you. He said, see, I have this devotee. See, Vishnu Vidamaha gave me 1,000 names, but this one is a peculiar name. I got it, Kamochan. Then this, like, because then don't think that he is ordinary. He has got Divya Drishti now. He knows you also. He knows me also. How is that possible? If you want, you can test him. So, Lakshmi Devi came down from Vaikuntha, disguised as a common person. And then Bhagavan also accompanied her. And what happened? Lakshmi Devi was about to go to him. At that time, Bhagavan Vishnu said, no, I am not coming. I will hide here. There was a small little hole. He said, I will hide here. Because in the field, though, there is no place to hide. So there was a little pit. He hid there. So Lakshmiji went and asked this farmer, hey, what are you chanting? So he looked at her. He said, I am chanting your husband's name. What do you mean, my husband's name? Where is my husband? He is, you know, hiding in the ditch. See, that is the power of simple faith. Bhagavan says, Sutvat annebhya upasate tepi chati taranteva mrityam shruti parayana. They also intent on hearing, overcome death, mrityam, they overcome shruti parayana. Okay. Now continuing.
Yavat samjayate kinchit. Sattvam stavara jangamam. Kshetra kshetrajna samyogat. Tatvidhi paradarshava. Yavat samjayate kinchit. Whatever being is born, kinchit sattvam stavara jangamam. Either unmoving or moving. Kshetra kshetrajna samyogat. Know it to be tadvidhi. Know it to be due to the union of the Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Kshetra means the field and the field knower. Whatever you see here, Stavara Jangama, they are the combination of these two, Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Now, what kind of union is this? Two things mixed is also union. Varieties of unions are there. This union of substratum and superimposition. How is that possible? In order to mix, what is necessary? The two objects that you are mixing, they should enjoy the equal degree of the reality, objectivity. So you can mix with water and milk because both of them enjoy the same degree of reality. But you cannot mix you with your shadow because both are in a different level of reality. So here one is substratum, another is superimposition. One is light, another is darkness. How can there be a mixture possible? Now, that is the point. Here it is a peculiar union. Agadita ghadana patiyasi maya. That which is impossible is made possible. By what? Maya shakti. సో అవ్యక్త నామ్ని పరమేశ శక్తి ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్హరెంట్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ దట్ పవర్ ఈస్ ద వన్ దట్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ జాయింట్ సో దిస్ మిక్చర్ దిస్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ జాయింట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ యు సీ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ బి ద యూనియన్స్ యు సీ బట్ దట్ యూనియన్ ఈస్ అపారెంట్ యూనియన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రియల్ If it is a real union, it becomes, it could have been very easy also, isn't it? Suppose Paramatma is real, I mean in the sense that reality is joined with a real object, then what happened to separate them? Only you have to take them to a operation theater, OR, and then, you know, a procedure, small procedure, you remove it. Like, పంచకోశ వివేక అన్నమయ ప్రాణమయ మనోమయ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆనందమయ కోశ సో వన్ డే యూ టేక్ ద పేషెంట్ టు ద హాస్పిటల్ రిమూవ్ అన్నమయ కోశ దెన్ సెకండ్ డే ప్రాణమయ కోశ థర్డ్ డే మనోమయ కోశ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ ఫిఫ్త్ డే ఆనందమయ కోశ రిమూవ్ రియలైజేషన్ వా ఇన్ దట్ ఆపరేషన్ టేబుల్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యు ఆర్ రియలైజ్డ్ ఇట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ వెరీ ఈజీ వై ఇఫ్ దిస్ combination is real the problem here is it is notional that is a problem it is as though it is bound so this koshavat achayat achadayati koshaha as though it is covered that is why the whole point so that's why knowledge is very important because this bondage is notional it is you think you are bound that's why once this Tukaram ji maharaj somebody went and told him that bhagwan maharaj you know, I am samsari hai so much problem in life how to get out of it so Tukaram ji maharaj didn't say anything after a few days you know he went and held on him What is that tree called? This billua tree, you know, billua tree. Billua tree has got this spokes like, you know, this. And he went and tried to embrace that one and said, you know, asking the tree, leave me, leave me, leave me, like this cry. And this man was passing by. Tukaraj said, are you pagal to nahi hai? Are you okay? Why? You are holding on to the tree and telling, oh, leave me, leave me. Why don't you leave yourself, you know? Aha. Tukaram ji said, this is what I was also telling you. You say the samsara is binding you, but why don't you leave? You are holding on to samsara and say, yeah, this is troubling me, this is... That is why so many people come to me and tell me, Swamiji, I want to come to your satsang, what to do? A samsar mein fas gaya hai. Baal bachcha. If these things are not there, I would have come sit with you all the time. Then I go and ask the samsar, wife and children, Swamiji, take him. They don't want him. But everybody think that because of it's nothing to do with that, please. It is all your own thinking. If I am not there, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Things go better. This is called false identification. So having said that, now Bhagavan says, సమం సర్వేషు భూతేషు తిష్టంతం పరమేశ్వరం వినశ్యత్స్వ వినశ్యంతం యపశ్యతి స పశ్యతి Now, Kshetrajna is elaborated now from here onwards. So, Bhagavan briefly mentioned Kshetrajna before. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarvakshetreshu bharat. So there, I am Kshetrajna, the knower of the field in all Kshetras. This is, now, what is that Kshetrajna is elaborated here. That's why this chapter is zigzag. First he talked about what is Kshetra, then Kshetrajna was very briefly mentioned, then he entered into Jnanam, then Jnayam, then Prakriti, Purusha, then now he is coming back to Kshetrajna. So, Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram. So, Samam Nirvishesham Tishtantam Stiti Kurvantam Kva. Without a distinction of any kind, in all being, all living being, extending from Brahma to Stavara Bhapriyantam, Brahmadi Stavaranteshu Pranishu, Kam Parameshwaram Dehendriya Manobhutti Avyaktatmanaha Apekshaha Parameshwaraha Tam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Samam Samam Tishtantam. I am equal in all living beings. Samam. Don't think that a person who is very fat, Bhagavan is fat. Mosquito, very little only. Not like that. He is Samam in all of them. Think about it. It's very difficult to conceive also, isn't it? How can that possible? Elephant mein Bhagavan to jyada hona chahiye. Hippopotamus mein jyada hona chahiye. It must be bigger, big Bhagavan. A lean little person, small Bhagavan. Nothing like that. He is equal in all. His presence is equal. That's why you see Krishnavatara time, even though he was a little baby, Bhagavan's power is total. Shakatasura came, Bhagavan just lifted his leg only, little finger lifted, the whole cart collapsed. So, in all bodies, whatever be the size, Bhagavan's presence is equal. Vinaschasva vinaschyantam yapashyati sapashyati. Even though all bodies perish, but he is not perished. Yaha pashyati sapashyati. He who sees, he sees. So this phrase Bhagavan uses most of the time. The one who sees, he sees. What do you mean by that? See, though we have a pair of eyes, we don't see. How many times you have driven to your house from your office? Somebody asks you how to go, then there's a problem, isn't it? Some people cannot give direction. They forget that road name. You go straight and make a left turn on the traffic light and then make a right turn. And by where? That road, I don't know. That is it. So because you were driven there how many times, but still we don't remember the name of the road. That's why these people have now discovered GPS. And she will talk to you. That one lady you cannot talk back. Give you good company. Among perishable, he is imperishable. The one who sees that one truth among all, same. That same Paramatma, the Paramatma is same in all living beings. Think about that vision. That is the highest vision. What we think, most of the time we get fascinated by the name and form. Either we get attracted or detracted. Some people are repellent. Some people attracts you. Maybe because of the physical beauty or certain something charm you see it. But there are people who becomes terrible. They are gross, the very way they talk also, you cannot stand it. Some people, some personality is called body language. You don't like it. So you avoid that person. That person also, what is there? Bhagavan is there. So this thought is there, then what happens? There is no likable or dislikable people in this world. Everyone is dear to you. So that is the greatest vision, highest vision. That's why our rishis have started, you know, a simple greetings, namaste. It looks very simple. I heard one of the churches also, they started teaching that. Because they found this is wonderful. Divinity in you, the hand stands for divinity in you, this stands for divinity in me. Both divinities brought together is one. This is called namaste. Namahate, salutations to that Paramatma who is in you. See, a simple gesture of namaste, how much depth of knowledge is stored, our rishis. Think about it. And we are ashamed to do that. Kyon namaste bolna hai bhai? We have to shake hand. And why shake hand? Because he wants to make sure he is hiding something in his sleeves. So it has to come down, you shake. Arab countries, they rub each other to find out what. He is holding some dagger or something. Suspicious. And somebody recently said the Indian style of greeting is the best. Because your bug is with you, my bug is with me. Don't have a problem. Hygienic. So whatever we take is fine. But then, vinashyasya vinashyantam yappashyati sapashyati. All right. So, among the perishable, he never perishes, even though the body perishes. This fact one has to see. See means not through your eyes, seeing in understanding. Understanding is called seeing. I see. Have you seen two South Indians speaking? I went there and ange pone paarthen sonnen. The other person hearing, I see. Now what did you see? It's not that he saw that person or anything, no. But whatever he conveyed, the meaning he saw in his understanding. The same way here also, seeing is knowing. All right, continuing. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra. Samavastitam Ishwaram. Nahi nastyatmanatmanam. Tato yati param gatim. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra. Because he sees the same Lord everywhere. Samavasthitam Ishwaram. That Lord who is dwelling equally in everyone. Nahinastyatmanatmanam. He will not kill himself. Means he will not degrade himself. He will not look down upon himself. That is very important. Because, see, one thing, Atmavishwas, when you say, one translation is what? Self-confidence. But other meaning is what? Atma is with me iti vishwasaha. It's called Atma Vishwas. The Lord is with me. If that Vishwas is there, then you will never feel depressed. depressed. This is a common thing now. Even a little child, three-year-old child came and told me, Swamiji, I am depressed. I said, Beta, your age, I didn't even know the meaning of the word. This time, children have not started living. They are already depressed. So this depression and all that, according to Vedanta, you feel depressed, it is good, they say. That's why Bhagavan Vishnu stands there with four hands, you see. One hand, he has got this conch. He blow the conch. That is called call of the higher. So that is why when we live in our life, we have fulfilled most of our wishes, everything is going good, but still you feel something like a muffled voice come from within and tell you, hey, so what? Is there anything more? Is there anything more that I want? It looks like everything is superficially fine, but inside you are not totally contented. So that particular awareness, that ill at ease that you feel, is called call of the higher. That today's language people say it is a depression. It is not depression actually. It is you want something more. You want to make, there is something more to life than what I see. This particular thinking is the one that triggers you to feel, I am bored. This feeling, sense of boring itself is an indication that you are not happy with what exactly what you have. And then Bhagavan is expecting you to think in that direction. But then what happened? We forget. That is the time Bhagavan uses the mace, gada. One or two knock here and there. Suddenly something goes wrong. Swamiji, sab theek tha, pata nahi kya hua. I fell down in the bathroom only. Then what happened? Fracture. Hospital mein jara, Shirshasana, leg is up. So many bandages, through the nose, everywhere, tube. That is the time you think, Bhagavan, please. I will never do this mistake. What? Taking a tub bath. Apna old system was good. Bucket mein pani leke sadna tha acha. Wohi karenge. But once you come out of the hospital, 6 months, you forget. That is the time. Bhagavan is a very aggressive salesman, I tell you. He won't give up on you. That's the time he uses this chakra, Sudarshana chakra. See, what is the meaning of this Sudarshana? Sushtu darshanam. Clear vision. He will lead you to a guru. That's why whenever you meet a guru, you don't know how this happened. Really speaking. And what is that power motivated you to go to him? And even if you meet a guru, you will not discover in him your guru. That is also another problem, because we started questioning him and thinking, started seeing so many defects in him. So how to find a guru? You know, some people ask this question all the time. Swami Sivananda used to tell a story, it's a very beautiful story. A husband went shopping for a guru and he found fault in every guru. उसका आवाज़ ठीक नहीं, उसका ड्रेसिंग ठीक नहीं, वो कुछ कुछ ना कुछ डिफेक्ट था उसको, ही डजंट लुक गुड, डबल वॉइस में बात करते हैं. सो वाइफ ही केम एंड कंप्लेंड, ये जन्म में मुक्ति कैसे, दिस लाइफ देर इज नो मुक्ति, वाई गुरु बिना मुक्ति कैसे, विदाउट गुरु हाउ कैन देर बी मुक्ति. सो देन वाइफ इज नॉट द हाउस वाइफ्स आर वेरी प्रैक्टिकल पीपल, ही शी इज कम आउट विद अ सजेशन, सेड लुक लेट अस गो टू द मेन स्ट्रीट मेन रोड, हूएवर केम फर्स्ट दैट इज आवर गुरु. Agreed. He didn't have any other choice. So he agreed. Both of them went and stood under a tree, and a thief was coming, running after stealing, and with the loot he was trying to escape from the police. He was running, and these people, the first person saw was this person. They went and prostrated before him straight, and this thief never expected somebody falling at his feet. And held his feet and, Guru, please help us. The thief said, I am not your guru or anything like that. I am a thief. Hey, that is your humility too. Now what to do? He tried everything. Nothing is working, though he understood now. He has no time wasting time with these people. So somehow he said, okay, you consider me as your guru? Yes, listen to me. Yes, what is that? Close your eyes and say, Om Namo Narayanaya. I don't know how he heard that, but he got that. Until I come back. Don't open your eyes. Because he said, he thought that when he loot, he sell the loot there and come back and sit down and talk to them properly and all that. This is how he thought. But what happened was, when he went to the market, he was caught by the police and put him in jail. So these people standing here, Om Namo Narayanaya, they started chanting Bhagwan's name. First day, night over, second day, night over, third night, fourth night, without food, water, sleeping, nothing, they're standing there doing tapas. Lakshmiji looked at Bhagwan, Bhagwan, they are taking your name, suppose they die. Question, the problem is for me. What do you mean problem for you? See, we have a ladies group. Parvati, Saraswati, Lakshmi. They have a ladies club. When these three men go to sleep, these people meet for playing cards. That is the time they exchange notes. What did your husband do? And suppose this news come up. Your husband's name Narayana, some devotee took and they died. Rikyai. What kind of Bhagwan you are? You know? And you are his wife. Sharam nahi aata aise bole. So ijjat ki baat. So Bhagwan said, okay. I will go and bless them. So he came down and appeared before the devotees and said, I am very much pleased with you. Open your eyes, I am Lord Narayana. They said, our guru's order is not to open our eyes. We will not open. No, Bhagwan could not help. He had to appear in the jailer's dream. I asked him to release this thief for the sake of his devotees. And the thief was released. He came running prostrated to these people. The story ends here, okay. Fir kya hua nahi puchna mujhe. The point is, when it doesn't matter, your faith in your guru, that makes man. So whenever you are ready, Guru comes to you. And it is something like when the flower is open, pollination takes place. The flower doesn't have to advertise, OE bees come. No, the nature will provide that. The same way, wherever you stand, you open up yourself, your heart. Then you will see
Bhagavan will send Guru to you. This is a beauty. So, never look down upon yourself. That's a point. Because Paramatma, the Lord, is with you. It will be an insult to the Lord who is residing in you. So when, that's the chakra, this is what I was talking about. So, Sushtu Darshanam, Bhagavan will give you clear darshanam. He will take you to the right guru. And when you are ready, Bhagavan gives you the lotus stands for moksha. So it's very beautiful, Bhagavan Vishnu's Nishanga Chakra Gada Patmadhari. Hinasti Atman Atmanam Atmanam Tato Yati Param Gatim. Thus one reaches the highest goal. So that's why Bhagavan said, Uddhared Atman Atmanam Atmanam Avasadayet. Sixth chapter. Lift yourself by yourself. Atmaiva Hyatmano Banduhu Atmaiva Ripuratmana. You yourself is your friend. And you yourself is your number one enemy. All right, continuing. Prakrityaiva cha karmani kriyamanani sarvashah yappashyati tathatmanam. Akartaram sapashyati prakritya cha karmani. Prakritya eva cha karmani kriyamanani sarvashah yaha pashyati tatha atmanam akartaram saha pashyati. Aprakriti eva cha karmani kriyamanani sarvashah. Prakriti with three qualities, gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, trigunatmika, maya. Maya means, prakriti means maya. Maya means sattva, rajas, tamas. All of this topic will be very detailed. The discussion is there in the 14th chapter, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. So, whatever that activities that is going on, it is all prakriti. Kriyamanani sarvashaha. So, action solely performed by prakriti. And akartaram atmanam. And Bhagavan Paramatma is, even though residing in you, is akarta. The one who sees this, yaha pashyati, sa pashyati, he alone sees it. The one who sees it, he sees it. See, when the fan is rotating, it is not the electricity that rotates. In his presence, all activities takes place. He is not the one acting. Shah Jahan built Taj Mahal. What does it mean? The Raja went one by one, these marble slabs, he put it. He just ordered in his presence, the whole battalion of people worked and built the Taj Mahal. The same way, in the presence of Lord, everything happens.
Bhagavan is akarta, but Prakriti is the one does everything. Gunas, this understanding. And what is understanding? I am that Atma, I am not Prakriti. This understanding is the one who sees it. My nature is that Atma, Karta, Atma. And if I think I am Prakriti, then what happened? Karta, Bhokta, everything will come to us. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am samsari. What is samsara means? Sridhu sarati iti samsaraha. That which keep moving is called samsara. In Tamil, samsara means wife and children. In Malayalam, samsara means conversation. A Tamilian and a Malayali fell into a fight. So in the heat of this fight, Malayali told the Tamilian, "Sir, I tell you one thing. What? Your samsaram is no good." "How dare you tell about my samsaram?" That person got so angry. That is not called samsaram, please. The world which continuously moving, change is called samsaram. But change itself is not a problem. If you are able to accept it, then there is no problem. But we are not able to accept changes. Economic change, political change, physical change, relationship change. Kitna saal, how many years I served that man, kya kya, ditch. Suddenly somebody leaves you. My God, you can't take it. That change, we are not able to accept gracefully. Somebody leaves the body and die, that particular loss of that person, we are not able to accept it. So this is called samsara. So the change is something that is changeless phenomena in this world. This understanding is called freedom from samsara. It is not that you will not be sorrowful, but then, that's what earlier also Bhagavan said, Panditaha anushochanti, na anushochanti panditaha. Shochanti is correct. A person may become sorrowful that particular moment, but he will not continue to cry. Anushochanti. Keep on crying. Somebody insulted you, keep on talking about it. That is called samsara. 20 years ago, somebody insulted him. What? He told him, "You are a fool." After 20 years, this person went back to Delhi. He looked at that person. "This person told me I am a fool. I don't want to talk to him." He avoided him. That person is forgotten. He caught hold of him and said, "Hey, why are you not talking to me? You told me 20 years ago I am a fool. Did I say that?" "Yes." "Then you still remember that?" "Yes. I reconfirm it." Think about it. So many skeletons in our personality. This is called samsara. Yaha pasyati sa pasyati. Yaha pasyati tada atmanam akartaram sa pasyati. I am that akarta atma. I am not this prakriti. All that activities that is going on is prakriti. Prakriti now, don't worry about prakriti, your mind. Mind is a local representative of maya. Whatever that mind dictates you, the thought that rises in your mind, and that is the one that makes you do things in life. One day you watch the mind and refuse to behave, cooperate with the mind. Try. Then you will see
how much we are attached to our thoughts. Small things only, not big thing, don't try, okay? Suddenly you are sitting there, you feel like having a cup of coffee, let us say, 11:30 in the morning. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Tell the mind, no coffee. After 2 minutes, again the mind will say, coffee. I told you, no coffee. It'll keep quiet. You think it'll keep quiet? No. Third time it'll come again. See? Without coffee I'm feeling tired, sleepy. See? Then it starts arguing with you. What is the use of living, working so hard? Even one coffee you can't have. Ek din to marna hi hai. One day everybody has to die. Agar marna hi hai to itna are khao piyo bharo hai kya hai. Eat, drink and enjoy, then die. Why suffer and enjoy? Why kyun bhookhe mare? You watch, he tell you this wonderful entertainment mind gives you. No soap opera is necessary. Your own mind will end it. If you are detached, if you are attached, you'll get caught. Watch. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. You think what these Mahatmas in the Himalaya sitting in a cave, you think they are bored? No. These are the things. They watch their mind continuously, they are entertained. Otherwise you think that years they can sit like that without newspaper, radio and all that. No TV, nothing. Then continue.
Yada bhuta prithak bhavam.
Ekasthamanupashyati
tatayeva cha vistaram
brahma sampadyate tada.
When one sees yada bhuta prithak bhavam ekastham anupashyati, when one sees the multiplicity of being is abiding in the one, the entire creation, the multitude of creation is abiding in one reality, and that one reality is itself is the entire creation. Tatayeva cha vistaram brahma sampatyate tada. He become Brahman. This is what is given in our stories, you know, simple stories. Bhagavan, Shivji and Parvati with two children, Shiva, Ganesh Bhagavan, Subramanya. That's the only couple in the Trinity is our children. Family. Lord Shiva has got family. Now they were sitting there after breakfast, you know, both of them. Parvati gave breakfast to the children and Bhagavan also had his breakfast, idli, vadai, chutney, sambar and all that. Had a good breakfast and he was sitting there enjoying the children. Father was enjoying the children playing. At that time, Narada came. Whenever Narada comes, there's always a problem. And see, it is said when you go to a house where there are two children, you should always carry two separate gift boxes, identical. If one is big, another is small, it's no good. Should be identical. Narada did know, he's a brahmachari, he has no idea all these things. He came with one gift. There are two kids. Now he suddenly looked at both are there. Now what to do?
She gave the problem to Bhagavan. You give. Now Bhagavan looked at it. Now what to do? So he put them on a competition. Whoever goes round the world, come up. Come first, he will be given this fruit. It's a rare fruit. So, half heard, not heard, Subramanya got into his vehicle, start flying. Now and then he was looking his brother following or not. He knew. By the time his brother got onto his vahanam, it's very difficult. He knew he is surely going to win. Then to his surprise, what happened? Bhagavan, Ganesha Bhagavan thought that I cannot compete with my brother, no point. So he thought for a while, said, my world is my parents. Jagatapitaro vande Parvati Parameshwaro. They are Lokapita. They are my father and mother, is the whole world for me. So he went round. And Bhagavan was very pleased and he was handing over that fruit. At that time Subramanya comes. And Subramanya gets so angry, he leaves the house, go to south, settled in Palani. Never came back afterwards. That reminds me of a joke. You know, there was a girl, she fought with her father. And sitting outside the house, sad. The mother came, oh, beta, what happened? Mother, I cannot handle your husband. No, what are you going to do? I am going to get my own. So Subramanya was angry, he went away. Now this is a story. But there is an inner meaning to it. See, it is not that Subramanya didn't know that parents are his world. But he wanted to see that one Paramatma in all the creation. So he went round. Whereas Ganesha Bhagavan saw in one the entire creation. 10th chapter of Gita and 11th chapter of Gita. So, in one, 11th chapter, one Bhagavan Krishna, Arjuna saw the entire creation. In 10th chapter, what is that? In all those things, one Bhagavan. Many, one. One in many. Now this one is able to see, he will attain that state of perfection. Now the question is, says, now is a doubt. If one Atma in all the bodies, will he not get affected by the impurities of the body-mind complex? For that Bhagavan is answering here,
Anadityat
nirgunatvat
Paramatmayam avyayah
Sharirasthopi Kaunteya Nakaroti na lipyate. Anadityat nirgunatvat. So Bhagavan here gives logic. Anadityat, without beginning, nirgunatvat, being devoid of qualities, the Supreme Self, the imperishable, Paramatma, I am avyaha. The Supreme Self, the imperishable, Sharirasthopi Kaunteya, though dwelling in the body, he Kaunteya, son of Kunti, na karoti na lipyate, neither acts nor is tainted. Even though the Atma lives in the body, it is not stained. Why? Its nature is so. Now Bhagavan is giving, you know, in logic there are three things. One is pratitnya. Then another is hetu. Third one is drishtanta. Here all the three are given here. So anadityat nirgunatvat, that is a reason. Pratitnya. No, sorry. Reason. Hetu. What is pratitnya? Paramatma ayam avyayaha. This paramatma is avyayaha, imperishable. This is a pratitnya. That is the one to be proved. Paramatma is imperishable. The reason is what? Anadityat nirgunatvat. The reason is it is beginningless, attributeless. Therefore, imperishable. That which is beginningless is endless also. Plus it is nirguna. It's a, in order to destroy something, it has to have some qualities. The one who is free from qualities, you cannot destroy it. Like akasha, all the destructions are happening in space, but space cannot be destroyed. Why? There is no equipment or an instrument we have discovered to destroy akasha, because nothing subtler than akasha we could produce. Therefore, it is imperishable. Reason. Now, if what is the drishtanta? Example. Now, example should be given only that which is beyond creation. Only sin. See, within the creation, because it's already there. You cannot show an example from the creation to prove what? Paramatma is imperishable. Because everything is Paramatma. All the creation, the object, name, form, everything is Paramatma. You cannot take one form and say this is an example. That becomes not logical. So you have to use vitireka nyaya, opposite example. Unlike any material object in this world, you have to say. Unlike any material object. So infinite only one. So you cannot give drishtanta. You cannot have an example because infinite only one. So unlike material object in this world. So Atma means the subject. It is a seer, pure consciousness, illumining time, space, etc. Therefore, it is not polluted, tainted. Even though the Atma lives in the body, it is not stained because of the nature of Paramatma. Okay. Now, even though the example, even though statement is made, unless even though you cannot give an example, but still people ask for an example. So Bhagavan is giving an example, very beautiful example. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmyat akasham no palipyate sarvatravastito dehe tathātmānopalipyate just as the all-pervade yathā sarvagatam saukshmyāt ākāśam na upalipyate nopalipyate na upalipyate. So just as all-pervading space due to its subtlety is not stained, nothing. All pollution is only atmospheric pollution. Space is not polluted. Nor it can be destroyed. Sarvatravastito dehe tadhatmano palipyate. The same way, so is the self which is present everywhere. Even though it is present in the body, not stained. Like a space, not affected by even an atom bomb is exploded. You cannot destroy the space because atom is not subtler than space. So it cannot destroy. So same way, Paramatma is subtler than even space. How can anything can destroy it? All right.
But space do not do anything, isn't it? Bhagavan is also like that. Doesn't do anything.
Then you say, I am Bhagavan. What is the use?
No.
Yatha prakasha yatyekaha.
Krishnam
lokamimam
ravihi.
Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam.
Prakashayati
bharata. Just as the one single sun lights up the entire world, so the entire field from the great elements, Kshetram Kshetri Tada Krishnam, how one single sun illumines the entire world, Bhu Bhuvaha Suvaha, all of them, how he illumines. The same way, one, that Son of Lord, that Bhagavan who is the Supreme Self, he is the owner of the field. He illumines. You are asking, he is like sun, he is not doing anything. No, he is illumining the entire field of experiences. Entire field means what? Akasha, Vayu, Rakti, Rapa, Prithvi. 24 tattvas. Bhumi, Rapo, Nalo, Vayu, Khammano, Buddhirevacha, Ahankara, Iti, Yamme, Vinna, Prakriti, Rashtada. So there, we saw that. In this also we saw 24 items we saw. Icha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukkham, Sanghata, Chetana, Adrithi. Eda, Kshetram, Samasena, Savikara, Mudakritam. That, Kshetra. And Kshetri Tatha Krishnam Prakashayati Bharata. So the Kshetri here means the reflected consciousness. So all of them are illumined by this Paramatma. Now, question comes, what is the use of listening all these things? Which fayda hai? 5 days you are listening 13 chapters. What is the use? Now, that is what Bhagavan says. Now, that is your doubt. Mila kya? Na matlab ki baat hai na hum logo. Kshetra kshetrajna yorevam. Antaram jnana chakshusha. Bhuta prakriti moksham ye. No. Bhuta prakriti moksham cha. Ye vituryanti te param. Kshetra kshetrajnayoho evam antaram. Between the field and the knower of the field. Antaram, the distinction. Jnana chakshusha, the one who knows. Thus, those who see, understand with the eye of wisdom. Eye of wisdom. One who has purified his mind. Bhagavan Bhashyakara writes, what is eye of wisdom? That is, Jnana Chakshusha, Shastra Acharya Prasada Upadesha Janitam, Atma Pratyayikam, Atma Pratyayikam, Jnanam Chakshu. Jnana Chakshu means what? One who has purified his mind and learned the Shastras with the help and blessings of one's own Guru, he develops the eye of wisdom. In fact, all of you have eye of wisdom, I tell you. Is it not? Housewife has got eye of wisdom. She is making this dal. Husband is very hungry. Hey, kya hai khane? 5 minutes, she said. And that is the time she is cooking the dal, and then last moment she takes the salt in her hand, looking at the dal and the salt in the hand. One pinch she put, then another pinch she put, the third pinch, little bit, and put it back. And she makes it perfect. Isn't it? What is that I? That is called Jnana Chakshu. In India, this marriage time, these people, the chief cook comes and he never do anything. He'll be talking and entertaining all the his assistants. And when everything is ready, this person takes in hand a bunch of salt and then he looks at it, throw it. Ah, that is some sight you have to see. And afterwards, when the food comes, perfect. What is that? Jnana Chakshu. Any profession, whatever your profession is, suppose you are a doctor. The moment the patient walks in, you know what is his problem. If you are practice so many years, you know when the patient walks. Then after all, see, you ask him to go through this test and all that. This is for insurance sake. Otherwise, it's not necessary. He knows. Jnana Chakshu you develop. In every profession, you develop that. A businessman, the moment the customer walks in, he knows he's going to buy or not. He knows by experience. It's a waste of time. But then they will entertain him. So this Jnana Chakshu you develop through experience. This Shastra is to be studied. One fine morning it will not come. That maturity has to come to you over a period of time. It is like any other Shastra. Don't think that just suddenly one day one realization takes place and then will be a halo around you where it will be green or blue or yellow, orange. These are all romantic thinking, necessary. That is not it. Vedanta is also like a science. You have to systematically study and slowly the mind get matured. And in that maturity of the mind, you develop that eye to experience that subtlety of the teaching of Shastra. The words are the same, but in the first beginning, we will not get it. But slowly, if you reflect upon it, you will see the right meaning dawns on you. So, through Jnana Chakshusa, Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha, Ye vidur yantitam param, yantite param. So bhuta prakriti, knower of the field, and the liberation from the prakriti of the being. Bhuta prakriti moksham. Bhutas are pancha bhutas, which is born of prakriti. From the grip of the prakriti, you get liberated. The liberation is from the clutches of Maya. Paramatma is ever liberated. The liberation is only from the bondage that we suffer from the hands of Maya Prakriti. Saha yaha viduhu yanti te param. And that man of wisdom, he attained that supreme, he repaired to the supreme goal. So thus we complete the 13th chapter. On time, okay, 5 minutes I took. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su.
உபநிஷத்சு ப்ரஹ்ம வித்யாயாம் யோகசாஸ்த்ரே ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணார்ஜுன சம்வாதே க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விபாகோ விபாக யோகோ நாம த்ரயோதசோத்யாயஹ.
We read the first verse again in order to remind ourselves. We will go through this chapter many times.
Kal swadhyaya.
One time reading, you heard me now. Now you go back and read, you will be able to appreciate more. The commentary is there, word by word meaning is also there. And when you do, and every day, one verse per day, this should become your sadhana. One time reading, second time, you read this text now like Arjuna. Arjuna's standpoint, you start understanding Bhagavad Gita. When you read Bhagavad Gita 10 times, you will see, from the standpoint of Krishna, you will understand. That is the real understanding. So let us see.
Arjuna uvacha,
evam satata yuktaye, bhaktastvam paryupasate, ஏச்சாப்யக்ஷரமவ்யக்தம். ஓ சாரி சாரி சாரி, ஐ மைசெல்ஃப் பிகம் மெக்கானிக்கல். அர்ஜுன உவாச ப்ரக்ருதிம் புருஷம் சைவ க்ஷேத்ரம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞமேவ ச ஏதத் வேதிதுமிச்சாமி ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம் ச கேசவ. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.